With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. Thank you all for coming back and listening to our monthly trivia game show. Today we have two wonderful co-hosts who haven't been on here, at least not recently. It's been a while for both of them, so I'm very glad to have some fresh voices on the show. We have your host of the Puckle Battlecast, Seth Vilo.
Ahoy there, folks.
How you doing, Seth? How you been?
I've been good. I'm getting everything cleaned around the house for summer, so I am physically exhausted but ready for this mental challenge.
Well, awesome. We're definitely glad to have you on. I think the last time we had you on was probably to play somewhere in season two of Game Corner's something or other.
I think it was my rematch with Linnea in the champion.
Nice, good. You and Linnea are always good to have on together. I think, like, I spent so much time recording or editing that episode.
You're very talkative.
Yes, you are. And his opponent and eventually partner today is Grandmaster R. Sigma.
Hello.
How you been, Sigma?
Pretty good. I think the last time I was on was August last year, maybe?
You've only been on the show...
Might have been July.
You've only been on the show once, right?
I was on once as a contestant back in year one, I think.
Okay, yeah, I think, yeah. It's been a while since you've been on as well, so... But very glad to have you on. I know you are also a font of knowledge when it comes to Pokemon, so... looking forward to having you both on. It should be a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, without any further ado, should we just, dive into the first game?
Hey.
Yep.
Grab your Gyarados and your Mudkip. It's time to play Dive. Contestants will choose a particular category with multiple answers. They will alternate answers that fall into this category until someone cannot answer within the time limit. The player who dives deepest and gives the most answers wins the point. If the competitors give the same number of answers and reach the same depth, it's a tie and they both get the point. Good luck, players!
All right, gentlemen, as you heard, we are playing Dive. Did you have any questions about the rules before we got rolling?
Don't think so. I'm ready to get my feet wet.
I'm all set.
All right, wonderful. So we do have several categories for you to choose from, and we'll start with one of you picking one of the categories, and we'll go back and forth. You can try and pick a category that you think you can do better than your opponent in, or maybe one that you think that they're not so strong in. So the seven categories that we have are normal type TMs, base 90 power attacks, HMs, Pokemon that got a new evolution in Gen 4, types the starters get, species-specific Z-moves, not the crystal, and fossil names. So why don't we go ahead and start out with Seth, I introduced you first. Which of these seven categories would you like to start with?
I'm going to go with types of the starters. That sounds like a fun one.
All right, so types the starters get. So this is obviously going to be any type that the starter Pokemon will get either naturally or through evolution. Seth, why don't you go ahead and start?
All right. Fighting.
Fighting is indeed one of the types that one of the starters get. Sigma?
Get your score bunny ready, folks.
Ooh. Let's go ground.
Ground indeed is one as well. Back to Seth.
Flying.
Flying, yes.
Ghost.
Ghost.
Steel.
Steel, yes, that is another one.
Fairy.
Fairy, correct.
Poison.
Poison, indeed.
Can we name...
I was curious,
fire?
Too.
yes, fire. It is on my list. Fire counts, for sure.
Dragon.
I accept dragon as well, yes.
Water.
Water, good.
I guess by technicality, grass.
Grass, all right. There are a few more left.
Dark.
Dark indeed, yes.
Psychic.
Well, dang it, you guys just got them all. Good job. I am out. Unless I missed one. I don't think I did, but I think we hit all of them. So good job, Jill. That's everything on my list. Yeah, good job.
I'm running through it in my head really fast.
In case I'm wrong, this will be where I go in and edit it and put... Oh, no, we need another one.
Oops.
All right, good job, gentlemen. I'm not surprised that you were able to finish that off very, very easily. So you both get the point for that one. Even though Seth technically named one extra, I'm sure Sigma had it too.
I think I would have been able to get it.
So over to Sigma then. Sigma, what? Which of the categories would you like to pick?
Let's go Pokemon that got a new evolution in Gen 4.
Pokemon that got a new evolution in Gen 4. All right, I'm excited for this one. So Sigma, you have selected Pokemon that got a new evolution in Generation 4. And with this, let's go ahead and have you name the evolution, not the original Pokemon. And you can go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay, Weavile.
Yes, Weavile.
I'm going to try and stretch the rules here. Mantyke.
Mantyke, I will accept.
Okay, Miss Magius.
Miss Magius, yes.
Gallade. Oh, sorry, I thought we were just bouncing.
Oh, you know, keep going. I mean, these are all correct so far, so just go ahead and keep rolling with it.
Gallade.
Yes, Gallade, yes. Sigma.
Frostlass.
Good. That is indeed on the list. What else?
Electivire.
Yes.
Magmortar.
Of course, so they are counterparts. Back to Seth Vilo.
Tangrowth.
A very good answer. A very big, bulky regenerator mon. Back to our Sigma.
Licky Licky.
Very good. Yes, Licky Licky is indeed probably an unneeded evolution, but it is there. Seth Vilo.
Yanmega.
Yanmega is on there as well. Good.
Honchkrow.
Yes, Honchkrow is indeed on the list. So you're starting to whittle this down pretty well.
Oh, no.
I got two more, at least.
Oh, no.
We'll use one pretty quickly here, Seth Vilo.
Crud. Oh, my goodness. Probopass.
Good, yes. Sigma?
Magnezone.
Magnezone indeed is on the list. Good. Seth Vilo?
You're killing my parallels because I was thinking that next. I was thinking magnets. Ah!
There's two easy ones.
Oh, no.
Have you dove as deep as you can go?
Yeah, I can't think of anything fast enough. I think I'm out. I've gone past my time collectively.
Oh, no.
Leafeon takes another one. Leafeon takes the victim.
Leafeon takes another, as does its sister.
Yes, indeed. Oh, Leafeon takes it. Nicely done. There are several others.
Aren't there like 20 or 30?
That's Dusknoir, where I would have
Porygon Z.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Roserade.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
You could have gone Budu, or you could even, like, with you stretching your nose, you could have gone Mime Jr.
Happini.
Roserade.
Yeah.
I've disappointed so many people.
It's okay when you're on the spot and have a little bit of a time limit to do this on. It's hard. It's hard. So, nicely done, though. Seth, maybe you can get it back on this one. What category are you going to choose for this? The ones that are left are normal type TMs. Base 90 attacks, HMs, species-specific Z-moves, and fossil names.
I'm going to go with 90 base power moves.
Alrighty. 90 base power moves.
Oh, no.
Alright, so we have 90 base power moves. Seth Vilo, give it a shot.
Alright. Since we're playing dive, we'll go with Surf.
Surf is indeed on the list, yes. Sigma?
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower is indeed a 90 base power attack. Seth Vilo?
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt, where there it is. Yes, that is indeed on the list.
While they may have reduced the power of Aura Sphere down to 80 in regens, I believe they did buff the power of Energy Ball up to 90.
Energy Ball is indeed up to 90, yes. Seth Vilo?
Ice Beam.
Ice Beam is indeed on the list, yes, good. Keep it rolling, Sigma.
Psychic.
Psychic, very good. Back to Seth Vilo.
This was a mistake.
You think I have more than one more left?
Bug Buzz.
Bug Buzz is indeed on the list. Back to our Sigma.
Okay, I think we're up to two. Pollen Puff.
What?
Pollen Puff.
It's Rabombi's signature move. It's the same as Bug Buzz, except you can heal your teammate in doubles.
I'm not seeing that on my list.
Uh-oh.
Let me look here.
I think it's called Pollen Puff.
Attention's rising. It's right here, folks. Right? This is the moment.
Okay, yeah, it was not on the list I was looking at, but after doing a quick Google search, yeah, Pollen Puff is indeed a 90 base power move. Nice. I learned something today, too. All right. So, back to Seth Vilo. Can you top Pollen Puff?
Fiery Dance. That might be wrong. Actually, now that I think about it, I think it's 80 base power. I might have just messed up.
All right. Fiery Dance does have an 80 base power
Dang
level.
It.
Yes. So since you started this, though, it goes back to Sigma. Sigma, ooh. Can you name one more 90 base power attack?
Oh, I feel like multi-attack. Let's see if that one's one. Silvalle would be boring enough to have a 90 base power move in all types, though.
What's its favorite stat number, though?
95.
Dun, dun, dun.
So this is funny, because the list I'm looking at has... must not have like species specific ones, because multi attack is indeed a 90 base power attack.
Darn it.
Sigma does get the point for that one. Nicely done. Good job. Yeah, nice job pulling out those species specific ones that are again, I wasn't even aware of Pollen Puff. Shows how much I use Rabombi. multi attack is indeed one as well. But yeah, the list I'm looking at doesn't have those on there. All the other ones you named were there, but all right, so a few other ones that you guys, I would expect you probably should have been aware of. 1,000 arrows and 1,000 waves.
I thought so. Darn it.
Oh, 1,000 arrows, 1,000 waves, and that other garbage one that doesn't
Lamb's
actually
Wrath,
do anything.
I believe. I think that was... That's.
Yep, Lamb's Wrath. Yep, that's on there. Earth Power. Aqua Tail.
Technician boosted a hidden power.
Is Jump Kick still 90, or is that up to 100 now?
It's not on my list. I'm not going to dig any further than that. So,
okay. I think they upped it to 100 at some point.
And they nerfed my Jump Kick.
Did you
know
that Uproar is a base 90 power attack?
That's new to me.
Yeah, I know. at least according to Bulbapedia on here, Uproar is a base 90 power attack, which I'm a little surprised.
I think it's a fairly recent buff.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have one more category to select, our Sigma. What is your choice of the ones that are remaining? Again, it's normal type TMs, HMs, species-specific Z-moves, and fossil names.
Let's just go with HMs. Make it
HMs,
quick.
HMs, okay. Sigma, go ahead and start us off.
We'll go with Cut, HM1.
Cut is indeed... it is indeed HM1 pretty much every single time. I think it was an HM1 every time. Seth Vilo?
Why ruin a good thing? Surf.
Correct. That one's typically HM3.
Fine. I'll keep it in order with Fly, HM2.
Yes, keep it in order. 1, 3, 2. Yes, Fly. All right, Seth Vilo.
Strength.
Strength is indeed an HM, yes.
What number, though?
4. I should say, at least in Generation 1, it was 4. In other ones, I'm pretty sure it stayed... Well,
I think it stayed.
Anyways, I can't comment on because there's other ones that may be coming up that may be different. So, anyways.
Everyone's favorite move to put on something, Flash.
Flash is indeed an HM. All right, so you've burned through the first generation. Now comes what can you really remember?
Everyone's other favorite move to put on something. Defog.
Defog. Well, it is now.
I like it on things.
Back in Gen 4, it wasn't very good, but...
Nope.
All right, back to our Sigma.
Waterfall.
Waterfall is indeed an HM.
The first game we played. Dive.
And the game you're currently playing, Dive.
I'm not incorrect.
That's why I said and. All right, our Sigma.
Rock smash.
Rock smash, yes.
Rock climb.
Rock climb. Back to Sigma.
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool. And you just got it back from Seth Vile from the starter question because that is all the HMs I have on my list. Do you guys have any other HMs that you can think of?
The up button on my D-pad on Sun and Moon.
Right.
Tauros.
Tauros.
No, you said up button on your DS. You already said that. We already said fly.
Touche. Okay.
I mean, what monster doesn't map fly to the up button?
I don't. I put Tauros there.
What's wrong with you?
I put fly on left.
Fly mean up. Fly mean up, therefore up.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. I want it to be closest to my joystick.
Oh my gosh.
My bike on.
All right. With that, this game has finished. I'm not quite... Like, I understand how it's possible, but Sigma, you got a clean sweep, still with Seth Vile scoring 2 points.
That's okay. I would have been able to get, like, one species-specific Z-move, and then that's
it. Oh, really?
Clangorous, Soul Blaze,
Stoke Spark Surfer, Guardian of Alola. That's it. That's all
Super
I know.
Super Mega Moon Ray.
Hey, stop ruining, because I'm going to save those for later. those will be in future editions of Dive, so just stop spoiling. Although I think I've had Normal-type TMs on the list for two games now. I think I'm going to take that one off. I think that was kind of a dud.
Oh, I think that's a good one.
I think it's good if you have no other options. That's a scary one, though.
Yeah, there's like a lot you can name, but at the same time, there's so many you forget.
The thing is, like, there's so many that I could forget.
And so many that are probably dark type, or you think are dark type and aren't really dark type. It's a good category.
Nice.
It's just scary.
Maybe we'll hang on to it for another time. We'll see. But with that, we will come back after this commercial break. These gentlemen will team up for a new spin on an old game. We'll catch you folks on the flip-flop.
Explore the region of Ore.
Or anywhere else.
Visit the diverse landscape.
Guys, it's literally just a desert.
Find a variety of wild Pokemon.
Oh, I think there is one! No, it's just sand.
Really, that's about it.
Really? That I had like three more quips ready to fire.
No, it's just sand and no Pokemon.
This... Please don't go here.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Does your gulpin spit up when it only meant to belch? Did your hypno eat a bad dream? Is there an earthquake in your golem's bowels? Take Pepto-Absol for Nocidra, Love Disc Burn, Upset Swallet, and Dialgaria. That's Pepto-Absol. Use as directed. Do not take if allergic to ingredients of Awakening, Antidote, and Ice, Paralyze, and Burn Heal. May disrupt rest. Ask your doctor if Pepto-Absol is right for you if you have the Insomnia ability. That's Pepto-Absol.
Hey, Puckalonians. Thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
Arbok and Weezing are headed to Kanto, and so are you! It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud. In this game, our hosts are working as one team. The top 5 Pokemon of a randomly selected type and stat are ranked into 6 categories. Players will work together to name these Pokemon as accurately as they can. Incorrect answers earn a strike for the category, but all categories can be reattempted throughout the game. The team has a total of 6 strikes. On the 7th strike, the game ends, and Team Rocket blasts off with all of the remaining Pokemon. Good luck, players!
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. I hope you enjoyed those the commercials that we had there. They're always a good, fun listen to. So with that, as you heard, we are playing Fuchsia City Feud. I'm very excited to do it this way. I know that Seth and Sigmar are both very skilled battlers. They know their Pokemon very well. So we're going to see just how well they know their stats. Again, they're going to go through 6 categories here, looking for the top 5 Pokemon in each of these categories. And we are going to be... they get 6 total strikes throughout the entire game. And we are also going to give them the option to pass if they get a strike or 2 on one category. Gentlemen, do you have any questions before we get started?
Nope.
I don't believe so.
All right. So, let's go ahead and get started right away on this. And the first category is going to be the HP stat. And I want to know the top 5 dragons for their HP. And I will mention with this... you know what? I'm just going to let you guys answer and I will give you... any more information you need at that point.
Who starts?
Sigma does.
Sure. Let's guess Ultra Necrozma.
Ultra Necrozma. See, this is a thing that I needed to check on.
Oh, no, I was so close. I know what the answer is for number 1.
Yeah, I think I do too.
So close.
Let me verify. Okay, so HP of Dragon-type Pokemon. No, Ultra Necrozma is not on there. That's your first strike right off the bat, gentlemen.
That's fine. We got one.
I think you do, yeah. So what's the one that you have?
I believe the first number 1 is Kyurem.
No, that's not what I was thinking is number 1.
Oh, but at least it's on still the list. There. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Kyurem is on the list, though. That is number 4, and that goes for all forms of Kyurem.
Okay. Guzzlord is number 1, I hope.
Guzzlord is indeed number 1, yes. Guzzlord is the first one. Nicely done. All right. What else you got? Seth Vilo, back to you.
Oh, no.
What has more HP than a Kyurem?
What has more HP than base 125?
Oh, wait. Is Guzzlord number 1? I can think of one that's higher. Maybe.
It's base 223. Guzzlord.
So, maybe it's slightly lower. It is a Gen 7 Pokemon in technicality.
Nope. So what do you guys? I think I know what you're getting at, Sigma. What do you got?
I got it. Yeah. I got it. Complete form Zygarde.
Yes, that one is just below Guzzlord. Guzzlord is at 223. Zygarde complete is 216.
Remember when HP totals were low before Gen 7 for Dragon-type Pokemon? I do.
Yeah. I was thinking Kyurem's number one. Oh, no, you're wrong.
All right. A couple more spots to fill out here. 3 and 5.
Do you have any thoughts on this one?
I have a thought on 5, and it's just baby brother.
I was thinking maybe Dialga, but I don't. Yes. Or Giratina.
No. Yeah, that's it.
Giratina? Okay. Yeah, Giratina.
Giratina, yes, is indeed number 3.
The bulky one of that trio.
I think 50% Zygarde. It's base 108. Between 108 and 125. Anything in there that's coming to mind?
I feel like Dialga has a chance. Same with Garchomp, maybe? Goodra, maybe?
Garchomp is 108 as well.
Okay, so maybe Goodra?
I think Goodra is base below 100 for HP. It's all special defense for that one.
Okay. Other options. I don't think...
It's not the Latias. It's not Rayquaza. That's too fragile.
Maybe it's Dragonite? Does Dragonite have a 134 HP or something weird like that?
No, its attack is 134.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to be asking for an answer here, folks, because we do got to keep on rolling.
I feel like Dialga is a better guess than Zygarde.
Since we know that they're tied, yeah. Okay.
So I'll go Dialga.
That is your second strike.
Oh, boy.
Do we want to just move on?
Yeah, let's just move on. We'll come back to it if we need.
Okay, it's so, number five. That's a hard one.
Yeah, so number five is still open on that one, and we will come back to that one. Let's move on to this next one. We'll do defense and the poison type. I want to know which poison type Pokemon have the best defense.
Hey, look, it's Toxapex.
Hey, look.
All right, so you got number one. There's Toxapex. Okay, what do you guys got next?
Mega Venusaur, I think, has 121.
Okay, I'm fine with Mega Venusaur. Poison types are not known for their bulk, and if it's 121, it's probably up there. So, yeah.
Have we formally said Mega Venusaur? Yeah.
Yes, Mega Venusaur is indeed number two.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that was higher than I was expecting it to be.
It wasn't for me. Those, like I said, poison types are terrible at defensive stats.
Other ones that come to mind are Weezing. Yeah, I think that's 115 or 120.
Okay. Yeah, Weezing.
Yeah, I think it's 120.
Yep, Weezing is number three, so we got four and five left here.
Would Drapion be up there?
I think that's base 110, so I think it's up there.
At 110, you nailed it, yes. Now, can you get the number five spot here?
Oh, okay. Well, now it becomes a challenge. Scolipede up there?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, Scolipede.
No. Wait.
Is Whirlipede higher? I don't think so. But it is Gen 5. I am willing to submit Scolipede and just move on.
Let's pass on this.
No, we can't pass till we get a strike, I think.
Yeah, give it a shot first, and then we'll... it has to be at least one strike before you can pass.
Got it. Okay, I forgot about that. Should have passed earlier on the dragons.
we only got two strikes. We're in good shape.
Yeah, I'm good with Scolipede, even though my gut is screaming.
Whirlipede. Yeah, I'm
fine with
Scolipede.
What's the answer, gentlemen?
Scolipede.
Scolipede is incorrect, earning your team's third strike.
Yeah, okay, we're passing.
All right. Yep. The next one is... Fairy-type Pokemon, and with their attack stats. What Fairy-types have the best attack stats?
Tapu Koko.
Honestly, it's base 115. That's decently high.
I think Xerneas is high. It's got 131.
Well, yeah, and then there's Mega
Granbull
Diancie.
Is 130. Diancie's up there.
Mega Diancie is number one, I believe, at base 150.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so start making some answers official, guys.
Mega Diancie.
Yes.
Xerneas.
Granbull.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
What order?
Mega Diancie is one, Xerneas is two, Granbull is four. So we need number three and number five.
That's interesting. Tapu Bulu.
That's 125. Yeah, that should be in the middle of there.
It should be 130.
It's 130,
I lied.
The Tapus share the same stats, just distributed differently, so its max stat is 130.
And then number
goofy.
Five?
Oh.
Granbull's 120, Bulu's 130, Xerneas 131.
Tapu Koko is 115, we know.
Yeah.
Is there a Pokemon between Tapu Koko and Granbull, is our question.
Mega Mawile's base 105, I believe.
Yeah, it has huge power. That's what pushes it.
Huge power
there.
That makes it scary.
The other Mega's... Fairy is Gardevoir. That's not touching anything.
It did get a boost to its attack, but
it's not above Tapu Koko. At least we have Tapu Koko as an option here. Any other
Odd
new fairies?
No. Mega Oddno.
It's also not Azumarill. Sadly.
Yeah, no, that's
also a huge power boost. It's like 60 base power, maybe 50. Yeah.
All right, do we have an answer?
Do we just say Koko?
Yeah, let's just say Koko.
And pass if we don't know. If we don't get it.
All right, and clearing the category, Tapu Koko is indeed correct. Nicely done. You guys needed that one. You did forget one Mega. You forgot Altaria.
Bah, that thing's not a... That thing has round stats.
It's only five less than Koko. It is number six on this list.
Captain Fluff doesn't matter to us.
All right, would you guys like to move on, or do you want to go back to HP Dragon or Defense Poison?
Altaria is not the dragon, so let's continue onwards.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to be looking at special attack for rock type Pokemon. Special attack for rock type Pokemon.
Hello again there, Mega Diancie.
At number one, yes. Oh, by the way, the six types were all randomly generated too. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have a Nihiligo up there? Do you think?
Yeah, that's base 130 something.
Yeah,
131, I think.
So yeah, let's definitely nominate Nihiligo here.
That is number two. Yes.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's where rocks fall off.
Oh dear. regular Diancie has base 100. I know that.
That might actually be a real answer in this category.
It might be. Probopass is not up there.
Auroras. Hmm? What are your thoughts on Auroras? Oh! Omastar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like 115, 120.
Yeah. Submit Omastar.
Yep.
All right. That one. Omastar is indeed at 115. So you have the top three.
All right. I feel like it's still going to come down to regular Diancie at this point, but I, I feel like Auroras has the potential to be up there, even though it's mostly SpDef and HP, I think.
Yeah.
But its other stats are garbage, so that's why I think it might be up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any other possible rock types that were... Rock is such a forgettable typing in my brain, I have a problem with it.
Archaeops might be up there.
Honestly, yes, it's got 110.
Yeah, it's higher than Diancie, so I think we submit that.
110 speed. I know it's got a really weirdly high special attack, so I think it might be 110 as well.
I'm fine submitting that.
Yeah, let's do it. Archaeops.
Number 4 at 112. Nicely done.
Okay. Yeah,
right,
weird.
And we're back down to that number 5 spot.
Oh, dear.
Rock Megas.
Is there anything in between 100 and 112 is what we're playing at?
Yeah.
What likes ancient power?
what wishes it had power, Jem? Like, I don't... Probopass is horrible, so I don't think that's it.
It's got passable attacking stats, but they're both just passable. That's it.
I think they're 70s or something weird like that. Yeah, I think we go for Diancie. This one we can probably come back to, because I think it'll be Auroras if it's not Diancie. But
yeah, or something that we think of along the way. I'm good with that.
All right, so your answer is?
Diancie.
Base form Diancie.
And closing out the category, nicely done.
What?
Is indeed base form Diancie at 100. Very good.
We're pulling it back.
Yes, Woo-hoo! You are. Still. So again, we are more than halfway through the game. You have 3 strikes. Should we continue on, or do you want to go back to one of the other categories?
Oh, do you know what? Do you think Tyrantrum's the HP for Dragon?
Ooh.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, that's something to keep in mind.
All right, next one, moving on to Special Defense on Water Pokemon. Special Defense on Water Pokemon.
Hello, Primal Kyogre. How are you today?
At number one, yes.
Hello again, Toxapex.
Indeed, Toxapex is number two.
Hello, regular form Kyogre, I think.
At number three. All right, so now that you got those three out of the way, what do you got next?
Hello, Mega Gyarados at 130.
Mega Gyarados is at 130. It's not next, though.
Oh, it's not Tapu Fini, is it? That's a defense Pokemon, right? Or is it a special
defense? Special defense is 130. Its base defense is its physical defense is 115.
Okay, so Tapu Fini should be in here, too, right?
Did Gyarados make the list, or
no,
is that a strike?
No, Gyarados did not make the list. That is a strike.
Okay, so it's not Tapu Fini either.
It's more than 130.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. What's Kyogre? Do you know? 140?
It might be 140. I think its attack is 150. It's
It is indeed 140. I'll give you that one as you've already answered it.
So between 130 and 140. Yeah.
And let me throw this out at you as well, in fairness. Kyogre is tied at number 3.
Oh
boy.
It's not Palkia, is it?
No. No, I think that might have 100 or 105.
I think that's all speed and special attack for Palkia.
Yeah. It's not Alamola, it's not Wailord. They're just HP.
Yeah.
It's not Milotic, because that's 115. Or no, 125 to match Gyarados' attack stat.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
There aren't... Lugia is not a water type, last I checked.
No.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, this one's hard.
So it's part rock type.
so it's dumb.
Could it be like Slow King?
No.
No, that's,
no, that's attack. That's attacking offensive stats.
No, it's not. It literally is the swap of defense and special defense between Slowbro.
Yeah.
It doesn't change its attack stats.
Also, okay, remember, folks, with a strike in this category, you can move on if you'd like, or if you want to try and go again, you have...
Oh, that's true.
You have three more strikes before you do officially lose.
It isn't Mega Swampert, right?
I don't think so.
I know Mega Swampert can be especially bulky, but I think that's what's Assault Vest support. Blastoise? Right.
I don't think it's higher than 130.
I don't
that's
either.
That's physical defense, it would be.
Yeah, I'm just going through Megas.
Yeah.
There is no Reggie for water.
Reggie water.
What if we melt Reggie ice? Can we melt Reg ice?
Then you have a category? Then you have a hate crime.
Alright, we're either going to need an answer or we're going to have you guys move on to the last category or back to one of the other ones.
Yeah, let's go on.
Alright. Water types are weird. The last category is speed. And I want to know those speedy fire types.
The best right. fire types. Mega Blaziken's only 100.
Yeah.
Delphox
might
is
be
faster
on there, though.
Than that.
Is Ho-Oh base 100?
No, it's base 90.
Okay. I know Lugia is 110, so that's what got me thinking.
Yeah, no. Victini's 100. Volcarona's 100. Delphox is the fastest. Oh, wait. Infernape is faster. At 108?
Yeah. Infernape matches the... Well, no, it might be 109, but unimportant. I think that's one of them. We can go ahead and say that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Infernape.
Infernape at number 4.
Okay. Oh, so there are faster ones. Darmanitan is 105.
No, I think it's 100.
95.
I think it's 100 as well.
Oh, wow. Everything's base 100.
Talonflame.
Talonflame is 126.
And that is at number 1, yes.
Oh, joy. So many fire types in between there.
Well, at least we have a
there's
bracket.
There's two of them between there.
That's a lot of fire types that aren't base 100 speed, sir. All right.
Neither of the Charizards, they don't change.
Reshiram's slow.
Yeah.
Reshiram's real slow. Blacephalon is 107.
Yeah. Yes.
That might be number 5.
What was Delphox again?
104.
Okay.
So Delphox is off the list.
Yeah, I was confusing it with its special attack.
Fast fire types.
It's not Arcanine, that's base 100.
95, but...
Close enough. It's base not on this list.
No, it's sitting in the base 100 camp of, like, Charizard, Typhlosion, Victini, Volcarona. All fire types are, like, base 100 unless you're Chandelure. Then you're, like, base 80.
So I'd be okay. Looking at this list, there are some surprising names on the above 100 list, but... We're looking at the top 5, though, so we're looking
Listen
at...
Listen to him leading us astray.
Yeah, I'd be okay with submitting Blacephalon and just continuing to think, just to submit
we
something.
We can at least figure out where the bracket ends, so I'm game for it. Blacephalon.
Blacephalon in at number 5. Yes, nicely done. So we're looking at number 2 and number 3. The number 2 and 3, speediest fire-type Pokemon.
Entei is also based 100 speed, because why not?
Yeah.
Flareon is not a fast Pokemon.
No.
Simisear is ignorable.
Is it?
Yes. It can't be fast, right?
I think
oh my
it
God,
is.
It
I think all
fast.
The monkeys have...
Only speed stat as their only stat?
I think they might. It's possible.
Oh, dear.
We'll keep it on the back burner.
Oh,
hey.
No. The monkey might take blood.
I agree.
No one likes that monkey. The fire megas are Blaziken, Charizard, and Camerupt.
Yeah,
all base 100 or Camerupt.
Or Camerupt.
Important distinction.
Like those tier
there.
Lists.
Primal Groudon, base 90 speed, not fast.
Yeah.
Ho-Oh's 90 speed.
Someone's screaming at their car right now.
It might be Simisear.
I'm screaming, but I'm looking at the list too, so.
Yeah, you have no right to scream.
You have no right to scream. You have the answers.
I'm good with Simisear. I hate to say that.
I think that's where I'm at too.
Are you going with Simisear?
Yeah.
Yep. Lock in.
Simisear has a speed of 101. I was surprised it was up that high, but not high enough for this.
Darn it.
So you've earned your fifth strike. So just as a quick recap on the board, you've hit most of them on all the categories. We're missing the number 5 spot for HP and Dragon. We're missing the number 5 spot for Defense and Poison. We're missing 4 and 5 for Special Defense and Water. And we're missing 2 and 3 for Speed and Fire. And you have one more that you can get wrong.
Yep.
And then the second one you get wrong will be ending the game.
Yeah. Okay, so Fletchinger is probably not that fast.
I don't think it is.
what fire types were in Alola? Why am I asking about fire types in
Alola? I was about to say, why are you asking about
Alola?
There's
no speed in Alola. Are you Tapu Koko? Are you Ribombee? No? Okay, let's move on.
Then you are on island. None of the starters, really.
Oh.
No.
No, not starters. Not mythicals. Anymore. Oh, no. Volcanion is not fast. Get out of here, Volcanion.
No.
Pyroar, not fast.
Heatran, not fast.
Heatran, not fast.
That covers all of OU. We've talked about Volcarona and Heatran. There's nothing else in OU.
Let's see. Yeah, fire types. Joy. what is it that would have a speed stat, though? Like, Fletchinder is a weird one. That might.
I will say, from your discussion, you are overlooking.
Well, yeah, the correct answer.
Rotom Heat, not the answer. Can we put a Flame Dry to... No, not even a Flame Dry Genesect can get us out of this one.
That doesn't actually change.
No, it does not. Just the Techno
Didn't
Drive.
Think so.
Techno Blast, pardon me.
Moltres is not that fast. I think that's base 90.
Base Gen 4, anything in Gen 4.
Rapidash?
Yes.
Rapidash, earning your 6th strike. Rapidash at 105.
Never mind.
Wow, that is the only Gen 4 fire Pokemon, and it is not fast enough.
It's a Gen 1.
Yeah, but if you played through Gen 4, it was Infernape.
Oh, yeah, now I understand. Now I understand. Okay, so we have one more thing to go until we
are out.
Fall. I almost want to go back to water types.
You can go back to water type, but I could give you some hints for this one if you want them.
Sure.
You are overlooking something in Alola, and you are overlooking a Mega.
Oh. Okay, then.
Interesting. What's in Alola? No, Oricorio isn't fast. It's like, oh yeah, Oricorio isn't. Oh no, it's not.
There's only like 12 Pokemon in Alola. What are we missing?
It's not Alolan Marowak either.
No.
Oh, Ninetales. Is that
no,
one?
That's
no,
base
it's base 100.
No.
They added speed to
Alolan
Ninetales. It's like Alolan Ninetales is faster than Infernape. Too bad it doesn't matter. Alolan Ninetales is also the only Pokemon they...
And a Mega. Let's try and nail down the Mega first, because that's... Does Blaziken become 110?
I thought it was base 100 speed, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was too, but...
And Charizards are both base 100 speed.
What are the fire megas? The Zards, they're not. They're both base 100, I know that for a fact.
Camerupt is not a fast Pokemon. And Blaziken is a fast Pokemon, kind of. But I don't think... Maybe it is Mega Blaziken. I could have sworn it was base 100.
Any other...
Oh, Houndoom!
Now, just as a quick reminder, Blacephalon was number 5, that was at 107. Infernape was just above that at number 4, and Talonflame is at 126. So, just giving you a reminder on
that. Yeah, Mega Houndoom is like 115-ish.
That's it. Yeah. Mega Houndoom, I think, is 115.
Mega Houndoom is 115. Yep, so we're just looking for the number 2 spot. And the hint I gave you is that you're overlooking something in Alola.
And it's between 115 and 126. Alola, why?
Obviously, it's Turtonator. After like 3 steps.
Clearly.
Clearly, that's where we're going with this.
Turtonator, just so it's out got of the like top
120-ish.
Five.
If we had a list of slowest fire types, I think Turtonator might win that.
Suddenly, Snag's list is wrong.
Oh, what, a +6 Turtonator almost outspeeds a Talonflame? I am shocked. Oh, it's Salazzle.
It is indeed Salazzle, yes. Salazzle. That finishes out that category. All right, so where do you want to go back to next, then? We have, again, the number 5 spot, an HP Dragon.
We have lots of water types, so let's...
Yeah, let's... I'd say water
so
types.
So we go back to Special Defense and Water?
Even though...
Yeah, we got 2 slots to fill there. You do, so we're, yes. And we know the bracket.
So, just as a quick reminder here, number 1 is Primal Kyogre at 160, number 2 is Toxapex at 142, and number 3 is regular Kyogre at 140, and that number 3 is tied with another Pokemon.
So what else has 140 special defense and is a water type? What is a bulky, bulky...
water type.
Boy.
It's not Quagsire, Gastrodon.
No.
When I think of what bulky waters... I start thinking of them. It's not Suicune. I think the doggy stats cap at 115 for their highest, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, that sounds right. Is there another water legend that we're forgetting?
Manaphy is boring. Is it Volcanion? Yep.
No, I think that has 120 defense, and that's its highest.
Okay.
Other than attack, special attack, obviously.
It's not Keldeo. That's in special attack.
Yep, and that's at 125 anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a water legend we're missing now that we've kind of recapped.
Because there isn't a water Ultra Beast, right?
No, there is not.
Because that would be obscure enough to get in there.
Yeah.
This might not help at all, but like this might be the hardest category.
apparently, if Mega Gyarados...
He said the word hard twice.
No, it's not a hint about it being a rock type.
He said the word hard. It's a rock water with special defense.
What's harder than rock?
Or a steel. Steel water.
So are you sure we can't melt a Regice through this category?
Alolan Regice. it's puddle.
So it isn't Alolan Nidales, is it?
No. That's 110.
Oh, and no, that's an ice cap anyway.
We're not playing the TCG segment.
Can we melt the Alolan Ninetales? Can we melt the Alolan Ninetales?
I mean, could it be Mega Slowbro? I don't think it is, because like all of it dumps in defense. It goes from like 110 defense to like 180 defense. I know its defense in Mega is 180, and it's dumped all of it there in like the last in special attack, so I don't think it's Mega Slowbro.
No, I don't think so. I'm
going to need to ask for an answer from you guys here.
Mega Blastoise.
And Mega Blastoise does earn you your 7th strike, unfortunately.
Yahoo!
Well fought, guys, and I think I don't feel bad. We can bring this game back. For other pairs of hosts to see how they do compared to you. So as long as we're on it, let's go and talk about special defense and water. Mantine is tied with Kyogre at 1.
Oh no!
Dang it!
Followed by, here are the ones that you didn't say at all. Followed by Wishiwashi School Form. So that rounds out the top 5, and then there's Araquanid. And you mentioned which out. Special defenses Mega Gyarados and Tapu Fini and Pukumuku.
Oh, poor Pukumuku.
Wow.
So those are all really, really specially defensive water types.
I failed yet again.
In defense and poison, you are on the right track there. You had thrown out Whirlipede. It does have a defense of 99, whereas Scolipede only has 89 for defense. And then HP Dragon, you touched on it. I thought you were going to get there. Tied at number 5 are Garchomp and 50% Zygarde.
If we knew it was a tied number, we would have gotten
never officially submitted an answer on those. So
yeah, we didn't know it was like tied for number 6. So it's like,
yes,
oh, there's a clear top 5. Never mind.
Yes,
we can skip those two because it's got to be higher than them.
But nicely done. So let's see here. You left 1, 2, 4 open spots. We'll see. We'll bring this back maybe in a couple months and see if another set of co-hosts can outdo you with having these spots open. So what do you guys think of this version of this game?
That was a ride, but that was so fun.
Well, good. I'm glad.
I like being co-op.
Yeah, no, I think it was good, and I think it's right there at the level of difficulty where, I think you did a tremendous job. You did much better than I would have done, certainly, but unfortunately you did not quite meet the mark. But we'll see if anyone else is going to be able to do that in a future episode. So, with that, that has been Puckle Game Corner. We'll just do a few reminders here, folks. Thank you for listening to us here on Puckle Plus. You can hear several other shows here. The TCG cast, I believe, would have come out the week before this one. And then at the end of the month, you're going to hear Seth Vilo again hosting Battlecast. Seth, do you want to plug that a little bit at all?
Listen to it. It's fun. I don't know the exact recording schedule just because of when this is recorded versus when it comes out, but it'll be a good episode. I can make that promise.
I suppose we could say that we actually, if you were listening to Puckle Plus, you would have heard his Battlecast 2 weeks ago. Seth, what was that episode about?
That was about team construction strategies to get everybody ready for the Summer League coming up.
Fantastic. I'll have to have a listen. It's been a while since I've actually built a team for OU. I've been so deep into draft leagues that I don't know if I can build an OU team anymore. But I have some pretty good ideas about that. But anyway, so definitely check out Battlecast for some good information. Come challenge our gym leaders. Come to our Discord. There will be a link in the description for our Discord. And come and do our Summer League. It is a blast. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of learning experiences. And there is we have real badges. We have real badges. Information about that on the main podcast. Come get real badges. Maybe you have to pay for them. Maybe you have to come to PuckleCon. But come do it. Also, check us out on Twitch and on YouTube. We'll have that information for you as well. If you like what you hear, come support us on Patreon. If you have a little bit of change jingling around in your pocket, come support us there. That is one of the ways where you can get some of those physical badges, which are really sweet, very nicely done on the designs on those baskets. I love them, and I'm excited to get some of those myself. And otherwise, also check out our Tee Public store where you can get some awesome t-shirts of our co-hosts, of your favorite PDL teams, or just other Puckle brands and stuff. Or Seth Vilo, what are you wanting to get for yourself?
Get yourself a tapestry.
That's right.
Line your walls with tapestries. It's going to be great. Thatch just put up the actual Puckle logo as a new tapestry format. Previously, it was up there, but it wasn't high enough resolution to do a tapestry. So you can get yourself a Puckle logo and put it everywhere you go.
There you go. Everywhere you go.
Just as a cape.
Wear it as a cape, I was about to say. Nice. With that, folks, I don't know if I have any other things to promote, but thank you very much for listening and getting this far. Gentlemen, do you want to go ahead and sign off?
I've been Seth Vilo.
I've been R Sigma.
And I've been Professor Snag. And as always, help control the reject population, get your digital spayed and neutered. Good night. About 250 for you?
About 250. About 350.
Sounds good.
I really like her quick game explanations.
I do too. It's really good. And then I also don't have to stumble through it each time. So
exactly. That's the thing. It's a consistent, like, this is the rule. This is the thing. And we're done.
Exactly. So let me do a quick Google search on this. Otherwise, I can look and see. Okay, it is a move. Maybe it wasn't on my list for some reason. Let me look here.
Hang on. I think give me 2 minutes to edit the Bulbapedia page.
Today, the category is top attack stats of fish Pokemon. Not water Pokemon. Fish.
Pokemon. Remember that time I was driving it was something for PuckleCon. It would have been 2 years ago.
And yes, I remember
saw
that.
The Transformer explode.
I was in your car. We watched the thing explode that put the power outage at the place.
You were there with me. Okay, I didn't know if anyone was in there. I thought it was by myself. Yeah, but yeah.
No, you were driving Team Hotel there, and we all had something. I don't think we stopped at McDonald's, but it was you, me, Jushiro, Neminems.
I do not remember it. So
no, I think what it was is it was.
Okay, maybe you guys had to go back or something.
I think we saw a couple things happen because, like, I remember. I ran like some sort of errand really early that morning, and I saw like a Transformer explode.
Oh yeah, I remember the story.
Yeah. Wait, maybe that's what I'm.
Okay, yeah,
maybe
I remember that
story.
The story
of the Transformer.
You woke up. You were up early that morning.
Maybe I just have a really good imagination.
Okay, very vivid.
I was there.
You listened to the story and you were able to picture it perfectly.
This is what happens when you listen to audiobooks. You just hear people tell stories and you think, yep, that was, yep,